Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome. Chris Switz with you and Morning Devotions. What would you say if one day you actually met the Lord? I mean, face to face on the street as one person meets another. Well, someone actually asked some people, and here were the answers that they've given. Some are, tongue-in-cheek. If I met the Lord, I'd ask him to start all over again. I'd ask him, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, I'd ask him for money alone, actually, a grant. I'd ask, did you enjoy the show? And if I met the Lord, I'd ask him about mushrooms. Dear God, I mean, really, what's up with mushrooms? What were you thinking? Are mushrooms the first and greatest cosmic joke? Well, if I met the Lord, I wouldn't really ask him anything. I'd just say, thanks. I'd say, so God, what's next on your agenda? If I met the Lord, I would ask him, what are you doing here? Someone said that you were dead. And if I met the Lord, I would say, dear God, please help me. Well, actually, that last point, that actually happened. A man did that. He met Jesus Christ in the midst of a great crowd of people. And this is the story we read from the Gospels from Luke chapter 12, 13 to 21. Now, this was nothing unusual. I mean, throughout his ministry, as you read the Gospels, crowds thronged around Jesus. They pushed him, pulled him, and many wanted to touch him, manipulate him, actually, if that was possible. And so they could be lifted out of the day-to-day grind of life's challenges in those days. And life was pretty hard and brutal then. And so to be healed, and they wanted to be healed instantly, actually, because hurting is not a new thing. Nothing new about that. So here was this man. When he met Jesus, he didn't say, hello, hi, good morning, or greetings, Jesus of Nazareth. But here's what he said. Lord, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. That's in Luke 12, 13. Very unusual statement. He wasn't concerned about the mission of Jesus or the message or anything about the mission that might impact him. What was he concerned about? Money. People used to say, when money speaks, the truth keeps silent. Well, according to the teaching of the Old Testament, and especially Deuteronomy 21, the eldest son in any family was entitled to receive twice the inheritance of any other son. For example, if there were three sons in a family, the inheritance would be divided into four parts. The firstborn would receive two parts, and the other three sons received one part. So that's why Jacob tricked Esau out of their father's blessing. Anyway, this story is told by Luke. It doesn't tell us what had happened to this man's family. It was probably an old story relating to problems within the family. I mean, it was Leo Tolstoy who once wrote that all happy families are alike, but each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Yeah, well, true. How many brothers and sisters don't speak to one another because of an inheritance issue? Benjamin Franklin said that money never made a man happy yet, nor will it. There's nothing in its nature to produce happiness. The more a man has, he says, the more he wants. Instead of it filling a vacuum, it makes one. That makes sense, doesn't it? Maybe you've had a very upsetting or awful experience to do with money that brought shattered feelings and distrust within your family. So in this age, we call it the sensitive therapeutic I'm okay, you're okay culture, we would be tempted to say, oh, sorry to hear about that. You must be hurt and angry about that injustice. Tell me how you're feeling. But no, we read in the scripture portion that Jesus got rather angry. Man, he said, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you? And then he said, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. He said, a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. There it was. It was quite a stern statement coming back from Jesus there in Luke verse 15. Greed? What do you mean greed? He could have said. Jesus, how insensitive can you be? All I want as a son is to have what's coming to me. I want my fair share. That's probably what the sort of thing that he would have said. Well, I want to just take this a little bit further tomorrow. I hope you'll be with me. Lord, we know that money can get us into all sorts of strife. Help us, Lord, to be content with what we've got. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.